This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotion. I don't know about you, but I find there's a lot of hype at Christmas time. We make assumptions that everyone's going to be happy at Christmas or we can spend up big on presents. But the reality, of course, is quite different for a lot of people. I can't afford expensive presents. And how many of us really value the gifts a few months into the new year? What about giving your time to someone who needs it rather than spending a lot of money? Christmas is supposed to be about rejoicing, but being happy about what? I think it makes you think about this, that the Christian message at least is clear, that God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, born in a manger, to grow into manhood, to die a sacrificial death on the cross for our sins. That's why many say we should keep Christ in Christmas, an important message, as far as I'm concerned. But there's still this level of expectation that everyone's going to be happy and relaxed and Christmas Day and we're all on holidays. But the thought is that this can cause extra stress. And what about perspective? And that's what I want to say today, keeping Christmas in perspective. When we become stressed, we lose our focus on what's really important. We get caught up in minor details. For example, have I got enough food for lunch on Christmas Day? Yes, there's nothing wrong with being organized, but not to the point of stressing out. Let's be mindful of keeping everything in its right perspective, to let go of those small, insignificant details. Who'll even remember this time next year whether your color decorations were coordinated or not? And sometimes the biggest stress comes from the people who are closest to us, the relatives that you only see once a year. And there's just one of those relatives that seems to upset you. Misunderstandings happen at this holiday time. The holiday season, yes, it comes, it goes, and then we find ourselves in a new year. I think find ways to include your family and time to unwind and to recharge. And the significant message is about Jesus. It was George Truett who said, "Christ was born in the first century, and yet he belongs to all centuries. He was born a Jew, and yet he belongs to all races. He was born in Bethlehem, yet he belongs to all countries." In the 1930s here in Australia, the Great Depression hit and hurt a lot of people. Family, like many families, one family was struggling to put food on the table. Luxuries were considered just not a reality, a dream. And one day, posters were put all over town announcing the arrival of a circus, and admission was advertised at £1, a big sum in the Depression years. And one of the boys of this family was really keen. He wanted to go, but his father told him that he'd have to earn the money if he wanted to pay his ticket. So the young boy had never been to a circus in his lifetime. He worked hard doing all sorts of jobs to try and get this £1 to get his ticket for the circus. And so on this day, the circus arrived. He went to see the performers and the animals parading through town, and as he watched, a clown came dancing over to him, and the boy put his hand in the clown's hand, and he stood there on the side of the street and cheered as the rest of the parade moved by. Well, he rushed home to tell his parents what he'd seen and how exciting this circus was, and his dad listened to him. He picked up his little boy and said, "Son, you didn't see the circus. Really, all you saw was the parade." Now, I think there's something about that story, about what happens at Christmas. This commercial hype that we experience has actually clouded the reason for the season, and we could be forgiven for thinking that Christmas has nothing to do with Christianity, rather than seeing Christmas as the momentous fact in history that Jesus was born. So to put it simply, the reason for the season at Christmas is Jesus, and when we celebrate Christmas, we are celebrating the birthday of the most important person in human history and in human existence. Here was Jesus, a man actually lived hundreds of years before Jesus was born. And Isaiah, I'm talking about the prophet, looked into the future and considered and prophesied about someone who had never seen Jesus, who would come, the wonderful counselor. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you for Christmas. We will never fully understand what it's about, really, but your presence, which found a baby in Bethlehem, has touched the world with love. Thank you for that. Amen.